I do whatever I want, cause I am another chance. I save the world from evil, then in school I sleep all day. Don't tell me what my future is, cause I'm avoiding you today. And nothing you can say or do will ever make me change my mind. Just shut up and go, because you're spoiling my show, and I've got bigger fish to fry.
Chapter 6, Cats and Dogs. The television studio which contains the 2005 Earth wherein Banana Chan takes place is on one of the two planets that share the distinguished title as the biggest planets in the known universe because they have the exact same measurements. They are globes which are so big that an incomprehensible amount of Earth-sized areas would need to be arranged side to side before any curvature is measurable with any of the technology that Earth civilization has. The reason I mention this is because many Earths have been built in side-to-side television studios on the part of Catland called Oceana, and this chapter begins with me leaving the massively huge building atop a television studio which is currently filming scenes which take place in the year 2005 AD, and I hopped into a cab. "Where to, bud?" the scruffy 6-foot-tall bipedal tabby behind the wheel asked me. I pet the back of his head until he purred, then I said, "Dogland." He drove into the nearest interstellar highway entrance, and then he said, "The rate is instantaneous to an hour." "2 minutes," I said. He started driving, and he turned on the radio. I turned off the radio, and the driver barked at me about it for the rest of the 2-minute drive to an interstellar highway exit from which the cab emerged onto the capital city of the planet Dogland. I gave the driver a treat and pet the back of his head before I exited the cab and headed to an information booth. I figured that the woman from accounting might have come to Dogland, so I waited in a line and told the canine information officer her first and last name. He also asked for her middle name, but I didn't know it, so I expressed my hunch that it's derived from the Bible. He just stared blankly at me, so I gave a bit of a description, and the information officer found a matching record. He said that she hasn't been on Dogland for quite some time because she had actually been blocked from the planet Dogland because the business she now works at, on one of the 2015 Earths, discriminates against unvaccinated dogs. He said he was not allowed to give me any further details because she had registered 2 servals on my file, and he asked if I wanted to register any servrees on her file in response. I ranted that the government should stop letting people register progress inhibitors against people, and I said I was going to bring it up the next time I see my older brother's ex-roommate. Then I asked if these servals restrict me from accessing her file in Dogland's registry of butt smells. He slapped me for being so stupid. He retrieved her butt smell file, linked it to a small portable disposable machine that has 2 straws that you stick up your nostrils, and said I could come back for a refill when it empties. I thanked him, sniffed it for a bit, sighed, put it in my pocket, and left. I had a clue. A dog-related business on a 2015 Earth. I asked how her block could be lifted. He said she could wipe her record clean by attending a Genesis festival at one of the 4,000 BC Earths that are opening soon, or she has to make an honest effort to stop the dog owners she interacts with at her workplace from vaccinating dogs before her ban from Dogland can enter an appeal process. I thanked the information officer for his services, took him for a walk during which he kept reminding me of the importance of spreading the word of Christ throughout the universe. Then I caught a cab back to Catland and re-entered the 2005 Earth where Banana Chan was being taped. By the way, the interstellar highway system is called the G-Highways, and the letter G stands for the name of the King of the Known Universe, a fun little furry critter who used to be one of my brother Darren's roommates. But that's not important to this particular story right now, which is why I simply referred to it as an interstellar highway. But from this point forward in the story, the interstellar highway system will be referred to by its true name, the G-Highways. Now enjoy this cruising music while I get back to Earth.
Let's face it, Aristotle, that was really long ago, and Dawkins is just by I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, the light, the darkness most. like everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head, that we could stay alone, you and me and the temptation. Going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.